grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this evening is from Isaiah chapter 29, the Old Testament lesson that we just read. And in reading this from Isaiah, have you ever heard anything so unusual? I mean, the deaf shall hear the words of a book. Why not? The deaf shall hear the voice of a reader, or the sound of salvation, or just that the deaf shall hear. Kind of unusual. But the words of a book? It doesn't make sense. You know, we have computers and tablets and smartphones. They talk to us. You know? They read to us. But if you put a book up to your ear, I don't even hear the ocean. You can't hear the words of a book. So what's the prophet talking about here? What's he talking about when he says, that Isaiah speaks about, he's talking about that day, the day of the Lord when he will work his redemption and salvation. It is a day of such wonder and power that the unexpected or the miraculous is going to happen. The deaf will hear, the blind will see, and the afflicted and the needy shall all rejoice. The prophecy promises more than that, though. It says that the needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. How often and how much have we heard about that day? The day our Lord returns. It comes up a lot in the Old Testament. It really does. It comes up a lot because the people of the Old Testament time, that's what they do. They walk around. Lord, come to us. We want a Savior. They were looking forward to a time without sin, death, and the devil. They were hoping for that day when all of them would be done away with. The day they looked forward to was well off into the future. But it was a future that they knew would include them somehow, some way. It was going to happen. Because they were the children of God. The one thing the children of Israel needed, and that what we need also, just as much as a peace of mind. You know, that peace. Forgiveness of our sins, life, salvation. And we need somewhere to turn to in times of sorrow, sickness, and as death quickly approaches us. We still haven't figured out any better answers for any of those things than what our great-great-great-great-grandparents would have thought and did. Our best answer is still the answer that Isaiah spoke about in our Old Testament lesson today. Sorrow still comes to our minds. We feel as though we have more stress than ever before. I don't know why. There are perhaps greater and more subtle dangers in our lives surrounding us today than in other ages past. There's men who have found it even very persuasive and numerous ways to deceive us, to cheat us, and even to control us. Our technological world is a different and sometimes frightening place. You cannot trust what you hear or you see because of things like Photoshop, CGI, computer generation, you know, or computer manipulation, special effects. And with all our tech die because of sin. Because we still sin, we still need a Redeemer. We too, like the people of the Old Testament times, we need a Savior. Graciously, Heavenly Father above us has sent His Son, Jesus Christ. And He has atoned for our sins. He's rescued us from sin, death, and the devil. He has paid the price for our sins. That debt's been paid. We're in the clear. And you gathered here tonight. You heard the words of absolution already. You've heard your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ has redeemed us from sin, death, and the hell fires. His death on the cross is our death. And His resurrection is our resurrection. It's been shown to us in advance to comfort us in the face of dangers of this life and the terrors of death. Promised to us in the words of God, it says this. I'm not making this up. This is right out of the Bible. God's word speaks to us when He says, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." It's direct, it's to the point. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. God addressed those truths to us directly through the prophet Isaiah, who says, "And on that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see." We live in that day today. We live in the day that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. We live in that day right now. It just isn't as simple as it sounds. For example, get this. We are the deaf. We are the blind that Isaiah is talking about. Martin Luther reminded us in the Catechism that we are spiritually blind, dead, and enemies of God. Scripture says it quite directly. It tells us that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. We need God to enable us to believe. We can't even have faith without Him giving it to us. In and of ourselves, we cannot hear the Word of God. If we were just to sit there and hear, pick up this book, you know, look through here. Yeah, these are nice. Yeah, I can read this as a big print. But there's no pictures. All some Bibles have pictures. In and of itself, it's a book with just some words and some stories and things like that. And in this day and age that we're in today, this book has become a book of hate. There's those among us today that say this is a book of hate because this book doesn't accept everybody. But by the Holy Spirit, and it's not just some old-fashioned way or some absurd superstition, God speaks to us through this book, and it's the Holy Spirit that enables us to hear the words that God says to us here. The Holy Spirit enables us to understand that life, salvation, forgiveness of our sins, the rescue from sin, death, and the devil by Christ's resurrection, all of this is possible. Our faith. Give all of this, some of us, a long time ago in our baptism. You know, just today, and I'm not kidding, just today I've spoken to four people who are thinking about getting baptized. About
getting a hold of you to have myself and my children baptized. And I was like, don't wait so long. Now you need to look around the world to see the evidence of all this. Okay? 40 years ago, okay, it was very normal, accepted, and proper to be in church. But, and those who didn't go to church, well, they were on the outside. It was strange. Okay? Now, 20 years ago, even our politicians wanted to make sure that they looked like they were Christians. Okay? So that they would fit in and get the vote. Today, going to church is more uncommon than common, even among those who claim to be members of a church. The world we live in today is a different world. It's different than what we grew up in. We all know that. We are by nature the deaf of whom Isaiah speaks. We simply cannot naturally hear the truth in the Word of God. We are also blind by nature to God. You and I believe only because God makes us able to hear the words of a book. So think about it. The word Bible, it's a Latin word. The word Bible, it means book. That's it. We literally hear the words of a book every time we hear the preaching or reading of the Bible. And when we believe it, then we are doing what Isaiah calls hearing the words of a book. There are churches full of people who call themselves Christian, and yet they cannot imagine how the death of Jesus really solves anything in their lives. Including their own sins. They cannot believe that Jesus actually rose from the dead, so they don't really believe that they will rise one day either. Some people tend to make up stories about how meaningful or significant this or that aspect of their religion is, because they cannot quite believe in the historical truth of the miracles that are reported in the Holy Bible. And when it comes to the promises of God, you can't twist their arms. You can't make them believe it. They can't accept that God is working in and through them and that He's all around them. They don't believe in His grace. They don't trust in God's protection. Sometimes they don't even really accept their own need for His salvation. Many times they just sort of expect, hey, everybody's going to go to heaven anyway. We got to go somewhere. Maybe Aunt Myrtle is looking down from heaven and smiling at us like that's going to make anything different. Or make something special happen because Aunt Myrtle has some sort of power to bless them or rescue them. No. We have that peace of God which surpasses all human understanding because He makes the eyes of the blind our eyes. He makes our eyes see through the gloom and the darkness of our own spiritual blindness. And in this pagan and godless world, He lets us see the truth. We are the afflicted that Isaiah speaks about. It is our gladness that is increased as we see and hear and believe that God is with us and that life is not out of control. And we see that the things, even the unfortunate things that happen around us, are the things that God has promised would come upon those who believe. The good and the bad. In our sin and in our suffering, we are the needy of mankind. Once we realize that and we repent, we truly do rejoice in the Holy One of Israel, for He has forgiven us and given us a sign, His Son. We rejoice in our forgiveness. It means, among other things, that when all else fails in this life, we have eternal life ahead of us. You know, in the future. We have hope. We shall rise from our graves and live with the Lord forever. But even while we live here, our sufferings are not pointless or endless, or they're not even hopeless. But even while we live here, our sufferings, in our sufferings, God is with us. He will not allow us to bear more than we are able, but He will provide us with a way of escape and bring us through. That is His promise, and that is our faith, and that is our hope. And believing that, we can rejoice and increase in our gladness in the Lord. And on that day, the deaf shall hear words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. The afflicted also shall increase their gladness in the Lord.